Blog Talk Radio.
This is 8 Figure Business Coach Radio, Season 2, Episode number 29. Today we're going to talk about how to publish a book in a short period of time. Hello, and welcome to 8 Figure Business Radio. I'm your host, Victoria. Building an 8-figure business is intentional and not accidental. I equip women entrepreneurs with business-building skills to scale towards an 8-figure business or more. Each week, join me for proven strategies on building assets, marketing strategies, leadership, system processes, mindset, and funding. Now, today, we're going to talk about how to publish a book in a short period of time, and we have a guest that I'm so excited to introduce, Mr. Levy. Mr. Levy has published, and he's going to give us a treat on how to publish a book in a short period of time and so many other things you can actually do once you publish your book. So if you would like to call in, please call in as a guest at 929-477-1169. Now we're going to open it up for Mr. Levy. Mr. Levy?
Yes, I'm here. Hello, Victoria.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing just fantastic. So we're so excited that you're joining us today. So I'm going to go ahead and have you introduce yourself and give us the information that we're so anxiously waiting on.
Well, I think it's I'm not sure I'd say short period of time. Maybe you said that because you thought writing a book in 8 hours was just too small to be able to share. Anyhow, my name is Mitchell Levy, the AHA guy at AHA That. And what I do is I empower thought leaders, I empower experts to share their genius. And what we have is a platform called AHA That. There's a lot of other stuff about me. You could Google my name, Mitchell Levy, and you'd read bios, but I've started over 20 companies in Silicon Valley. I've got 4 publishing companies. We've published over 800 books. I'm currently in the midst of writing my 59th book. So I know what it feels like. I know what's involved in terms of writing a very hardcore traditional book that'll take you 3 years to write and 1,000 hours. And I
right.
know what it feels like to write and create a book that you use to close more business in 8 hours, or actually our newer go-to-market strategy is very simple.
Okay.
Those people who are really busy, right? You have in your intention the opportunity, the desire to write your book, but, you know, other things get in the way. Well, for those people, we now do a 2-hour interview where we pull the genius out of your head, and then we'll ghostwrite the book for you.
Wow. So tell me how that works.
Well, it's real simple. So let's define a book, okay?
Okay.
And I'll even integrate a little bit in for those that are sort of a do-it-yourself who really can find the time. I'll integrate a little bit of that. But then we'll go to your question. How do you, and particularly if you're helping people do, you know, create 8-figure incomes, they don't have time to write books. We can
right.
solve that problem.
Okay,
so let's talk about a book. A book in the AHA That platform is comprised of 140 AHA messages, 140 sound bites. Let's put it this way, 140 opportunities to capture somebody's attention. So let's talk about why is that important. What's kind of who we live, how we live today, what's going on. We've got, you know, everyone has a microphone. And in that microphone, they speak and everyone says, look at me, look at me. You don't want that. You want to create something compelling that attracts the person who is potentially interested in being your prospect. Well, or
okay.
potentially interested in being your client. Well, what do you do? Well, you have 7-second sound bites. You have shorter, you appeal to their shorter attention span. So let me give you what a standard AHA message, and this is one from the book I wrote, Hated You, AHA That. And the message goes, we live in a 7-second soundbite economy. Make it count. So when you hear something like that, you go, yeah, I sort of get it. Well, now if you put a book together that has 140 of those, any one of those can capture the attention of somebody who's interested in doing business with you. So the AHA book on the platform, ahathat.com, the platform is free to use, free to share. So it's ahathat.com. That platform has currently 42,000 pieces of content, 42,000 AHA messages. So if you're looking for content to share, that platform's free to use, free to share.
Okay.
And if you want to create a book on that platform, that's where it's 140 bite-sized quotes. We then turn that book into PDF, Kindle, paperback, and hardcover. And when we do that, your book's broken into sections. Your sections have section images and descriptions. You have front matter, back matter. You have a beautiful cover. We also print color on the inside. So now imagine doing a two-hour interview. There's a little bit of going back and forth, and you now have a hardcover book that you're handing out to prospects. That's powerful.
It is.
Okay. So you asked me about what is the two-hour interview. So when I think about a book and what the purpose of a book is these days, and as I mentioned, we've published over 800 books. So I've seen books that we've published that truly have accomplished the author's goals. And then I've seen books that we published where the author did zero marketing and zero effort after writing their book, and they didn't get what they wanted out of it. And I said, first I'll give you another statement to think about. 90% of the success of your book, or this is probably true in anything you do in your life, 90% of the success of your book happens after you're done writing. Has to do with marketing.
Okay. Yes.
Right? So people think their content's amazing, and as soon as they write their content, the world will find it and share it everywhere. Well, it doesn't work that way. Your job is to actually kind of let people know that, hey, you're kind of cool. You just don't say it that way.
The old answer, build it, they will come, is sort of like what they have the mindset. If they just write the book, they will want to purchase it instead of doing the marketing.
Exactly. And it doesn't really work that way. I'll give you an example of one of our authors who did spectacularly well. And you're talking about building eight-figure incomes. So what she did is, and this was about, I think we published her book about 6 years ago. She was a consultant. She was about 40% utilization rate. I mean, she had a lot of spare time. She did not want to hire other people and build a bigger practice. She just wanted to be more fully booked. She wrote her book. She purchased 600 copies. She had, before the book came in, she had set up 300 FedEx and USPS envelopes. Had personal notes on the inside. The books came in. She stuffed the envelope. She sent them out. Within a week, people started calling. Within 2 or 3 weeks, she started doing her follow-up calls. She now has been, for the last, I think it's five or six years, she now runs at 80 to 90% utilized. She is as booked as she could possibly be, and she's happy as can be. And by the way, this is the interesting part. Although she gave away that many books, she's also somebody that I write a ton of royalty checks to every quarter. It's nice, healthy royalty check. So it's kind of a, you have to give to get. You have to make people aware of what you've done. And the best way you can do that, when I'm speaking at an event, I want to either give a book to everyone in the audience or find a sponsor who wants to give my book to everyone in the audience, because it's in their best interest to do that. And of course, if everyone in the audience has my book versus sitting in the back of the room trying to sell it, then I can actually use my book to educate because I know everyone has a copy of it.
Okay, so I have a couple of questions for you. So you hear a lot about publishing a book, and some individuals look at that as, like you said, a way to show they're an expert in their field. Would you agree that this helps to promote that type of idea, that they're an expert in their field, by publishing a book?
100%.
And so we have a lot of individuals that feel as if so many people are publishing books, and you hear it all the time. Now, what is in? Everyone wants to know, what's in it for me? What is one of the differences that stands out with the way you're speaking versus just going on Kindle and publishing it myself, doing self-publishing and figuring it out on my own?
Oh, of course you can. So here's the interesting part. Before your business gets busy, there are three things you could do as an entrepreneur. You can satisfy your existing customers. You can scout, you know, attract new customers, and you can build product for tomorrow, right? Those are three. That's it. And when you get really busy, then you build it, you hire a team, and then you're doing team empowerment. So you have three or four things you could do. When you wake up in the morning, if you are not satisfying your existing customers, finding new customers, which, by the way, most CEOs, that's most of what you're doing.
Right.
You're not building product for tomorrow, because when you're with whatever you're doing today goes away, you need something for tomorrow. Or you're not helping your team be more empowered. You're not doing something that's important enough for you to really be focused on. So here's the question. If you're not wanting to be a book publisher and you're not wanting to do this yourself, why are you wasting any time whatsoever? I would say writing your book, but why are you wasting any time whatsoever figuring out how to publish it? Of course you can go to Kindle and make it happen. Kindle or CreateSpace, these are self-publishers. You pay money, they publish your book. They don't care if your book accomplishes your goals. They don't care if your book is absolutely crap. All they care is that you pay them money and they'll publish your book. So if you're happy doing that, then please go ahead and do that, because those are not really good prospects for us. For us.
Exactly.
What we do, what we do is one of the things that's interesting about an AHA book is that you've got two quarters of social media content. So you have a customized URL to a online book. Basically, it's online access where people get to see your 140 quotes, your 140 AHA messages. And underneath each one of those messages, there's a button. Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, Google+. So not only can you easily share your content, but you can now get your fans to be sharing your content as well. And in AHA that, we have 800,000 users. They're also looking for content to share. So you're going to pick up some new fans because they're looking for content that could be yours. So
that makes a difference.
Well, I think it's that. I'll give you another answer. So yes, that makes a big difference on social media, because you get to have content to share. If you've hired outside people to do social media for you, well, you're now giving them a couple quarters of content they could share, right? You gave them your content to share, not theirs. The other thing is really time to market, and time to market with the appropriate message. So let me tell you what the appropriate message is.
Okay.
So here is a very important component. We need to be extremely clear and focused on what our books are. If you want a book to be successful, here's what has to happen. And to me, success is about having fun. Hopefully, whatever business you're doing, you're having fun doing it. And so success is, how can you easily let people know that you can help them solve their problem? Well, let's step back for a second. If somebody has a problem and they don't have a direct friend they can go to, what do? They go to Google and they say, I have a problem with. And what they're typing in is their pain point. I have a problem with this. How do I solve it? Whether it's Google or YouTube, a video they want to watch, or maybe they have friends or go to them, hey, I'm having a problem with this. You solved this last year. How did you do it?
Right.
Well, guess what the title of your book should be? You got it. It's the pain point that your prospect has.
Wow. That's really good. So when they're Googling in what their pain point is, that's what the title of your book should be.
So now let's go back to the two-hour interview. When I do a two-hour interview with an expert, all I'm doing is we're talking about their prospect's pain points. And when they talk to their prospects about their potential work, what objections might their prospects have? And I have to tell you, Victoria, this is super cool. you don't often in today's world get an opportunity to talk 2 hours about yourself. So,
right.
And at the moment, I'm the one doing the interviews because we're going to be creating a certification program and certify other interviewers to be able to do that. You get somebody like me to talk to you about your business and how you solve your prospect's pain points, and we spend 2 hours together, it will be one of the most stimulating conversations you've had because we will highlight things you should be doing differently and ways to approach it. Or you're going to say things that you've not said before. And I've got countless feedback from our authors who have gone through this process and have said, wow, I've never tied the threads together this way. So really, you're not just getting an interview for somebody to then, and then what happens is my team listens to the interview and ghostwrites the book. And then you as the author, you get to update it, right? So it is your content. But then what happens is, it's you get to think about the world in a slightly different way, and you get to be a lot more focused on who is your prospect, what are their pain points, and how do you reach them. So
by
that's
doing
what, that's
this
what two-hour
interview,
interview
is
going to
bring. It's going to uncover a lot of that. Now, I have a lot of my clients ask me, what order should they do this in? Should they say they've already gotten started and they are looking to do a workshop. What time frame, if I have a client specifically that's looking to do a workshop in March, how should they start out? Should they start gathering the content and then come to you? What order should they do it in?
That's a great question. I'm trying to answer the question without saying do the book first. So I'm thinking about this. I'm trying to come up with an answer that would make me think about, I guess I could come up with an answer. One of the things that could come out of a workshop, particularly if you got people in there that are interesting, is they could crowdsource content and write a book from the workshop and use it to help market additional workshops. So that would be something that would be after the fact. And for those that are interested, we have a three-step writing process. If you go to ahathat.com/author, that's where our three-step writing process is. But let's answer your question directly.
Okay, could you repeat that again for us?
Oh,
could you repeat what
AHA
you,
that,
yeah, could you repeat it again?
Of course. AHATHAT.com/author, AUTHOR.
Okay.
And that's where we have our videos and a three-step writing process. And if we have time, I'll talk about that afterwards. But let me answer your question. When I think about a well-done book, and to me, a well-done book is really, think of it as probably a good way to think about this. And so many people would argue with me, but many people always agree. Think about if you want to be recognized as an expert in your space, well, what can you do? Well, you could spend a couple years, maybe 3 years of time and a couple $100,000 and get a PhD. Because if you have a PhD in the area that you're doing work, people think of you as an expert. Or
that's
the other
true.
Thing you could do is a 2-hour interview. Have us write a book. And if you have a book which addresses the pain point of the prospects you're dealing with and the customers you're dealing with, well, guess what else? They think you're an expert. And so if she has a workshop in March, depends if it's early March, it's we can still do the AHA book. Getting physical books done in early March is tight but doable. If it's late March, she could still have both her AHA book and physical books done before her workshop. And now what happens is she would do that, or he would do that, if it made sense, if having a book will help attract more people to the workshop. Right? So that's what the answer is what you have to think about now is we can now snap – what I've done is solve the dilemma of people who really need to show their expertise, because you can now almost snap your fingers and have a book. I mean, it's not quite that easy, but it's pretty close. And so if you can snap your fingers and have a book, now you can say to yourself, okay, if I have this asset that truly represents and helps attract people, it's the magnet I need to help attract people in the door, how do I use it? And that's the way to rethink about it when it becomes this easy.
Wow. Well, I had another question that a couple of my clients wanted to know. Trying to abstract the email addresses is really important because that means you own the actual information instead of like social media. A lot of times, if something happens to that platform, there goes your followers and your fans. Would you suggest, or would this be a good idea to put your AHA book as something that if they give them, if in exchange for the email address, this is what they will actually receive as one
that's
of your,
great,
you know, your right.
Yeah, Victoria, that's a great question. So what we do, so as an AHA book itself, so the AHA book has 140 bite-sized quotes. Any one of those quotes could include a URL that points to top of your funnel where you're giving away a piece of content. And typically what happens at the top of funnel, you give away a piece of content if somebody gives you their email address.
Right.
Now, once we turn your book into PDF, Kindle, paperback, and hardcover, typically on page one, we include a call to action. And that call to action is really sending people to top of funnel. So it could be something where, you know, if you don't have a piece of content, we could make some recommendations of what you should create. Typically what people will do is top 10 steps to solve my problem or top 10 AHA messages you've got to read. Even though it's in the book itself, putting it on a single piece of paper or two pieces of paper might be powerful. And what you do is you put that piece of content at the top of funnel, and then in the once again, if it's a paperback or hardcover or PDF or Kindle, we have a call to action. And that call to action then encourages people to, and it's whatever call to action you want to create. And what I would suggest, and because we want to use the power and reach that Amazon has. So often when we create a Kindle version, we'll encourage the author who wants to become a best-selling author to be able to use the typical practices that we use to allow that to happen. And what happens is if you give Amazon exclusive access to your Kindle book for 90 days, it's called its KDP Select Program, then what happens is you get 5 days in which they'll give your book away for free. So
wow.
If you now encourage your people, and by the way, even though they give it away for free, it's still considered a sale. So what happens is you create a campaign around a single day in which your book is going to be given away for free, and you have at least 100 people download your book on that day, and you will become, quote-unquote, a best-selling author. And as long as you have your call to action on page one, you have a chance of capturing some of those people who have downloaded your book. Otherwise, what happens is Amazon owns the client and you don't know who they are.
Wow. Well, you know, I have not written a book, and you make it easy to understand. And honestly, before my workshop in April, I'm definitely going to make sure that I do that. I have a workshop April 21st. There's so much great information
beautiful.
That you've given us as far as call to action, and I love the way you said that you can actually download different pieces of the book, and also you have a call to action. So where can we reach out? Please give us your social media. We've got like 5 more minutes, so make sure you give us your social media and all your information so that our listeners can get in touch with you after this episode.
Oh, sure. You know, the easiest way, and I could actually run through all my social media profiles, but the easiest way is my name is Mitchell Levy, M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L, last name L-E-V-Y. And when you Google that, I'll take up 5 of the top 10 slots. And feel free to connect to me on LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, Google+, Snapchat, Instagram. Those are typically. And what happens is if you interact with me there, it is one of those things that I often talk to people about. So I will follow through, and I'm fairly current on social. The other thing that's possible, if you know what's important, but you're not quite ready to go like Victoria is, what you can do is go to ahathat.com/author. And what you can do, it's a 3-step process. It's really simple. And what you can do is you should do this yourself. Step 1 is a Word document. And it contains four questions: your name, your bio, your title of your book, and one paragraph summary. But question one's the most important. And how it reads is, who is your reader and what are their expectations? What it really says is, who is your prospect and what is their pain point? So
okay.
If you fill that out and then go to step three, which is the Excel spreadsheet. Normally you would write 140 aha messages in there. But if you fill that out and go to step three, download the spreadsheet, and just put in 5 or 10 aha messages. So you send me the Word document and you send the spreadsheet. And there's an email address on that page, ahathat.com/author. And just say you heard Mitchell on the Victoria show and you'd like him to do a quick review. My team will then make sure I get access to that information. I'll give you feedback on whether or not you're moving in the right direction. And whether or not you're doing the two-hour interview or you decide to write yourself, I'm happy to give feedback. And that's another way to interact with me.
Wow. Well, I want to say thank you so much, Mr. Levy. This was so informative and very educational and entertaining as well, which is hard for most people to get all three. Thank you so much for joining us. And like I always say, I hope
entertaining
this episode...
And...
yes. Educational, entertaining, and very informative.
Education.
So
beautiful.
So I'd like to say in closing, yes, sir?
No, that sounds great. Thank you for the feedback.
Okay. Yes. And I'd like to say I hope this episode was informative, insightful, and impactful. And please join me next week for episode number 30 on What's Working Now. Also, we love social media. For visit us at Facebook at 8-Figure Business Coach, Twitter at 8-Figure Coach, or leave a comment in this section. We will also have Mr. Levy's information at the end of this episode. So if you did not get a chance to write that down, we'll have it on our social media and post that. And once again, thank you so much, Mr. Levy, for visiting us today.
My pleasure. Nice talking with you. Have a great day, Victoria.
Nice talking with you. Have a fantastic day. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye now.